Welcome to News Video Clip. For months, Donald Trump has been gushing about all these good-looking men that he sees and how beautiful they are and how he's falling in love with them. And here is Jennifer Welch with I've Had It, and they've put together a video montage of Trump going on and on about men. So let's take a look, shall we?
Trump is saying all this bisexual slash gay stuff. Every single time, Billy, he's on TV lately, he cannot quit talking about how hot he thinks men are.
Yes, and we have seen this.
We have a clip here that I want to play for you. Play this, Kylie.
He was in a hotel, and I met him, and we fell in love, deeply in love. We didn't know each other before that. We had great chemistry, and I stayed twice as long as I was supposed to. He's the most beautiful looking man. He looks so nice. He's like an angel.
Somebody I've gotten to know very well, and he is a handsome sucker.
I could come down and start kissing everybody. I'll kiss every guy.
Okay.
So MAGA is very anti-gay, but they don't have a problem with 80-year-old Donald Trump talking about how attracted he is to men. I don't know. The whole thing is just super weird. All right, let's move on to a Trump supporter named Ken Paxton, who is the attorney general for the state of Texas. And Ken Paxton is running to be a U.S. senator against James Tallarico. So Ken Paxton, as attorney general, gave a great deal to a serial child rapist named Adam Hoffman, who raped the same child for years and years. Under Paxton's deal, Adam Hoffman did 30 days in jail. That's all he got. So a reporter in Washington, D.C. questioned Paxton about this deal. Let's watch the video.
Excuse me, Mr. Paxton. What do you think about Adam Hoffman? Why'd you get a plea deal for a child sex predator? Do you have anything to say about that? Should he be registered as a pedophile in the state of Texas? A sex offender?
Step back.
What do you have to say to Adam Hoffman, the victim of Adam Hoffman? Mr. Paxton, what do you have to say?
So apparently Mr. Paxton doesn't have the guts to answer the question. Ken Paxton loves to pretend he's this big, tough alpha male. But as we all saw, he just hid behind his bodyguards. He ran away from the reporter, and then he ran into a building. That's an alpha male? Are you kidding me? That is absolutely ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, if you watched this podcast about a month ago, we showed you a video of Kevin O'Leary, who is a Canadian billionaire who's trying to build a data center in Utah. And there have been people there in Utah who have opposed this because of environmental reasons. And Kevin O'Leary turned around and claimed that they were actually Chinese agents. So let's watch Kevin O'Leary lying on Fox News last month.
Elevate Strategy is also a cell operating inside of Utah. Gabby Finley said, Gabby, what are you doing? And who's paying you?
Well, hi, hello, it's me, Gabby Finlayson. What am I doing? Apparently, we've reached the part of the Stratos data center journey where Kevin O'Leary goes on national Fox News to accuse us of being cells for the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, who would want us to stop building our electrical grid? Which adversary would want that? There's only one. It's China. So what I think is happening, and I got my guys to go a deep dig into the IP addresses, and here's what we found out. This is fascinating. We found two cells inside of Utah. Elevate Strategies. Gabby Finley said, Gabby, what are you doing? And who's paying you? So what I'm doing right now is, after getting this data, I'm calling out Gabby, operating in Utah.
So, hi, Kevin. We are Elevate.
So anyways, there you go. Kevin O'Leary accusing them of being Chinese agents. And he's being such a tough guy. Ooh, I'm calling you out. And we covered this story and we called Kevin a liar. Well, guess who admitted today that he has no evidence that these are Chinese agents? in Utah. Let's watch Fox News.
Kevin O'Leary appeared as a guest on this show on May 24th and discussed the ongoing controversy surrounding his planned data center project in Utah. He made certain claims relating to the opponents of his project. Mr. O'Leary has now corrected the record and explained that he has, quote, no evidence that the Alliance for a Better Utah, Josh Cantor, or Taylor Knuth are funded by China or the Chinese Communist Party. Fox News Media is likewise aware of no evidence that they are funded by or acting on the direction or in coordination with Chinese interests in opposing Mr. O'Leary's project.
So wait a second. Kevin O'Leary said he had his guys do a deep dig. He was so sure. He was so confident they were Chinese agents, he called them out on Fox News, on live television. And now Kevin O'Leary, who's a Canadian who attacked two American women, now he's claiming he doesn't have any evidence? Isn't that slander? Isn't that defamation? I hope they sue Kevin O'Leary's Canadian ass. And by the way, Kevin, I hope you lie about me, because I would definitely sue your ass. I would take everything you've got, you big talking liar. All righty, we're going to move on to our last story. And this is anti-abortion activist Kristen Hawkins. And today on Twitter, she made the insane claim that there is no evidence of a rape unless the rape victim gets pregnant and produces a child. Here's what she wrote on Twitter X. Nobody talks about how abortion can be used to cover up abuse. No child equals no evidence. That is absolutely not true. Rapists get convicted because DNA evidence, their semen, is found on the victim's clothes, sometimes inside the victim. There are also witnesses that help convict rapists. There are surveillance videos that convict rapists. So Kristen Hawkins is absolutely lying. And the problem with this is when people like her say that you've got to be impregnated or the rapist won't be convicted, she is discouraging real rape victims from going to the police and reporting a rape. She's a disgusting scumbag. There's no other way to say it. I'm sorry. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We have links to all of our stories right below this video. Unlike Kristen Hawkins, unlike Kevin O'Leary, we back up our claims. Joe Rogan doesn't. Benny Johnson doesn't. Tim Pool doesn't. Riley Gaines doesn't. None of these right-wing podcasters can back up anything. They're paid influencers. They're paid liars. They have absolutely no backup for their claims. All righty, I want to thank everyone who subscribed. Thank you guys so much. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this show, please subscribe. If you hate me, definitely subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.